thorough as the text is. He said, then we shall be considered candidate, a proper candidate to march in the infantry wars. That is the key. All right.
Was also very particular about this Nirjan Bhajan, this solitary taking of the name or thinking, meditation. It's no, not reliable.
It is
so wonderful that in spite of all these cheatings, everything is all right. How it is possible? Cheating is also more than grace. Grace. Cheating is not cheating. We may think, suppose mother affectionately is cheating her child if he is not fit to get proper diet. When he is sick, he may not give a sort of diet to him. He may give other children some food and may not give that very food to another child. That is the affection in the bottom. The difference in the dealings of the same mother to different children, that may be in different way, but it is all affectionate and healthy. So vaichitra, variety, variegatedness, means difference in response from the center. As you desire, so you have. You may think that I am being deceived, but it is not deception. It will fit you best. You may not know. You may not know Gyan Shunya Bhakti, ignorant faith. You do not know everything. But in my dealing, there is nothing wrong. Absolute good. It's cheating, stealing something from someone and giving that thing to another one. In such dealing also, there is fairness and perfect affection. He's stealing his own things. Yashoda has kept things for his utility. He can take it. He can take it plainly. But he won't take it. He will steal it. Steal it. And causing some agitation in the mind of the mother, causing a sort of impression, happy impression. Though apparently it seems to be she seems to be angry, Yashoda, but still at heart he is very, very satisfied. My boy, he is my boy. They say that he is not my son. Some say he is God. Some say he is a great soul. He is not my boy. Oh, he is stealing, playing with me. I am punishing him. And he is crying, he is my boy. But they say wrong, foolishly. Very satisfied that heart. He is my boy. Exceptional quality, but my boy. It's not God. It's not God. If he is God, then I am nowhere. I'm an insignificant man, and he is God. How can I have any connection with him? That is horrible. I can't tolerate that, that he is not my boy, he is God. I can't tolerate that idea. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Dai Gaur Hari Bol. What is teaching and what is giving, having everything may be played in a, as in drama. Drama's credit is in show, not in the matters that is dealt with in it. Only the cleverness in the show, that is the credit of the Dhamma, and not in the fact. If a man can show, the, play the part of a thief or a dacoit very well, then the applause will come. Oh, eh? So only concerned with the show, not with the material in the Dhamma. Like that. First I was told in Benaras by Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He is talking with Mayabadi, discussing in course of that. I was a newcomer, but listening his words with very, very rapt attention, I marked, he told, Singha Pasino Rindaruka. The lion is devouring Prasena Mabadhit Prasena. Prasena Mabadhit. Prasena was perhaps the brother of Satyabhama. Singha Prasena Mabadhit. Satyajit's son. With the money he went in a pleasure tour in the jungle, and one lion, charmed by the dazzling appearance of the gem, murdered that, killed that gentleman, Prasin, and took that gem with him. Then that incident Guru Maharaj is explaining. There, the both parties are enjoying. Prasen, though he is killed, but still he is enjoying. Enjoying. And the lion, he is also enjoying. Both the parties are enjoyers. None loser. Because real death is not possible in that plane. Both are enjoying. Both. One who is dying and one who is killing, both the parties are enjoyers. We have to understand that, how it is possible. The gainer and the loser, in the same incident, gainer and loser, both are gainer, and none is really loser. Such is the plane. We have to try to understand how it is possible. The both the parties. One is mother, being mother, another is mother. Both of them are gainer. None is loser. Such is the play. It is a play, lila. Lila means play, play. No really any loss. That is lila, lila. Aituki apatihata. Which is causeless and which is irresistible. The wave, the vibration, that is existing and moving, and that is 100% irresistible and 100% causeless. Automatic. Automatic. None can oppose it. That is devotion. That is praying, that is love. But it has got its flow in a crooked way. Ahiribhagatit prema. In a crooked way. But still, it is playing. Leela means such. Everything. Arteshu abhigya sarat. He knows what for these movements. Only he knows. He is supposed to know. None else. And the sarat is not to explain for his movement to anyone else. Self-sufficient sarat is master of his own. Not responsible to explain his movements to any other person. Then he is not sarat, not absolute. Because he is absolute, so he won't have any responsibility to give explanation for any movement of him to anybody. This must be the nature of the absolute good. And it is wholesome at the same time. Sarat, who is free, absolutely free, who is absolute good, he should be free. Absolute goodness, that should get all sort of freedom. And not absolute bad, and not relative bad or relative good. Only absolute good has got its full play. It is desirable for anyone and everyone. So the autocracy. And he knows him fully. Arteshu abhigya sarat. How do you know? How do you say? Tene brahma hridaye, through Veda, through revealed scripture, and that he sent through the Creator here. Bhagavata first shloka. Tene brahma means Veda, revealed scripture. Tene, he extended here in this mundane world. Jyadikavaye means the first Creator, Brahma. Through him, he extended this this truth, Vedic truth, the revealed scripture here in the mundane world for us to understand, to follow, that I am so and so. Otherwise, we can't know him, unknown and unknowable. Abhang manaso gochara, jame vaisya vinute tena lubha. Only when he wants us to make him known, we can know him, otherwise not. He wants, and how much he wants to be known by us, we can know that much only, nothing more. His will. Majjhanti yat shuraya, the great scholars, they will fail totally to understand, to follow this idea. The shuraya means the scholars, they can't understand. All these things, can't accept, can't understand, can't follow. Vajjhanti yat shuraya. Tejo bhari midang yathabhini mayu yat tattisarko. What you see here, concrete, the matter, the water, the gas, the heat, the fire, the ether, all transformation, one into another. Now what is very hard, next moment that can be converted into gas, or ether, electricity, maybe transform in this way, into mental consciousness, into understanding and intelligence also it may be converted. As our Guru Maharaj used to told, if you can break the electron, atom, proton, the most the constructive, smallest piece, still it is matter. Again, if you break, you will find consciousness. That was his argument. If you can break, you can smash the last particle of matter, then you will find consciousness. It is at the back of every existence is consciousness. It is in the plane of consciousness that the material dusts are moving. You will have to find the magnitude. Atomic energy with the least magnitude. Break it, you will find consciousness. Sometimes it's all like that. The background of every existence is consciousness. Tejo bari vidang yatha vinimayu yatra tishaggu misha. So what do you say? To be rigid matter, all water, all air. It is real and non-real. It is my sweet will. Sweet will. I am at the back. If I withdraw, nothing there will be. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. Push me. This mystic, inconceivable position, try to understand. Okay? Ramya Guhakam, Satyam Parang Dhimahi. By his ray only, we can see what is what. Dhamna Sri Rasada. When his wish comes to act in us, then we can know what is papa, what is impapa. Just the kuhakam, undesirable things, are withdrawn. Satyam param dhimahi, truth and real truth. Truth is always real, and again real, higher truth, what is that? Satyam. Satyam means existence, that is not final. Already we find in the Vedas the Satya has been given, truth has been given, perfect importance, full importance. But in Bhagavata says, and the adjective param satyam, satyam param, in Brahma stop, Satya Bhatam, Satya Param, Te Satyam, Satyasya Joni Nihitam, Te Satya, Satya Atmakamtam, Saranam, Te Panna, Satya Bhatam, Satya Param, Te Satyam, Satyasya Satyam, Nihitam, Te Satya, Satyasya Joni, Satya Atmakamtam, Saranam, Te Panna. Truth, 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 so many aspects of truth. Pattasya satyam, ito satya nettam. Truth of the truth. Pattasya satyam means, literally, truth of the truth. Pattasya satyam. To satyam param dhimahi. Satya means not law, not any, the inner substance. Satyasya satyam, the truth of the truth, the essence of the essence. Satyasya satyam, rita satya netram, satyasya joni nitancha satye. How the conception of Krishna and the conception of truth are interrelated. It is mentioned here. Truth is the most comprehensive word. Truth. But truth is not sufficient. It is not full. So many modifications in truth. That is wonderful to hear and to understand. So it is the most general conception, truth. But it is not the Satyam Param Dhimahi. Let us meditate on the highest truth. What is that? Who is helping the very existence of truth, so called. So Satyavratam, Satyaparam, Trisatyam, Satyasya Joni, Nihitamcha Satya, Satyasya Satyam, Rita Satyasya Netram, Satyatmakamtam, Saranam Prapanna. We have come to take refuge under you, my Lord, who has got so many variegated posture and gesture and relation with what we know as the truth proper. Truth is not sufficient. You are above truth. Truth is truth to us because you are there on the background. You connect us with the truth, then we can know the truth. So, without you, everything is nonsense. You are such. Even high theological fear in Brahma Stava, when Brahma has come to preach, when Krishna is just in the womb of devotee and will come out immediately. At that time, with folded palms, he is singing in praise of Krishna. That this poem in Bhagavatam we find begins with that. Satya Padam Satya Padam. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Nidhai Bol. So our number of time. Oh, I just hope, wherever this body may be, it does not matter. Only by thinking we can come together. Similar thinking keeps us closer. Similar thought, similar heart, similar movement, similar aspiration. That brings us nearer. The body may be far off, does not matter. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. So I close here. Yes.
Concerning a deity, a brahmachari who has a deity, who carries a deity with him, What is some prescribed worship of the deity?
Deity?
Deity.
Murti. For brahmachari. Yes. Not for household.
Deity.
The prescribed method of worship.
Deity worship is necessary in the primary stage. Just as our ear experience can help us by taking them, hearing, so eye experience cannot be excluded, that also can help us. Material sound, if can help, then material vision also can help. Through that also, transmission is possible. When we have faith in sound, sound more subtle, but still it is material thing, sound, which is received by the ear, this material here, sound material. So I, material I, can see material form, and that experience also can help us. He can come through that medium also, but must have a spiritual connection. That is what is all important. All sound and the nama purat, we may take them from any man in the street, that won't do. But from a proper Gurudev we must have the mantra or the namo. Why? The sound has also classification of the Brahma. Material sound and the spiritual sound. Do you follow?
Yes.
So what we can see, that also may be spiritual and also can be material. So matter won't help us to get out of the material experience. But the spiritual sight can help us to get out of the material, as spiritual sound can help us to get out of the material sound. So everything, that transcendental medium, but it is more efficient, the sound more subtle, more efficient. Prasad, taste, that also real prasad, that also help us to get out of the material conception of life. Touch also like that, everything, if backed by transcendental interference, then everything may help us. Even our dress, tayupa bhukta sadgantha. If we dress ourselves, Uddhav says, tayupa bhukta sadgantha dasa vasa alankara charchita uchist bhujino dasa stava mahayanjayi mahi. The statement, famous statement of the devotee Uddhava, that we shall conquer this illusion of Maya, our illusory experience, only by engaging ourselves in the service of your prasad remainings, this mala, prasadi mala, gandha, which you have already taken, that sweet scent, sap gandha, vaso, the dress, what we have already taken to that prasad, to dress ourselves, alankar, and the other ornaments also, what you have used, that prasad, that it is, remains, you have given it to us. With this idea we shall conquer the Maya, this world of misunderstanding. Only anyhow to connect sincerely with things connected with transcendental law. That is necessary. So, this sight, our eyes, the eyes must not be let loose to see anything and everything. But whatever I shall see in connection of the Lord, His figure, His dressing, His ornaments, His dham, the eyes must be engaged in His connection. Ear must be engaged in His connection, tongue His connection, touch His connection. Everything should be engaged in His connection, and that must be developed, that sort of experience. Then we shall get out of this mundane environment. Do you understand?
Yes, Guru. I was wondering.
Then also it is mentioned, Tayupa Bhukta, then, Jena Janma Sate Purvam Vasudeva Samarchita, Tanmukhi Harinamani Sadati Stanti. One who has used himself in archan for 100 births, then he will find that automatically in his tongue the name of the Lord will appear. Jena yamma sate purvam vasudeva savarchita. This Vasudeva Murti has been worshipped 100 births. Then he will have some facility in taking the name of the Lord, which is more subtle. So archan for the lower class, and the naam for little higher class. Archan. But archan depends on sound. Archan sound also guides our archan. Archan. Who cannot independently take the facility of the sound? Some model is necessary for him in the lowest stage, archan. He will be allowed to handle these things, that will, he can't concentrate in the sound and the meaning underlying the sound. But if he is allowed to handle the vigraha with the hands, with the eyes, and the so many movements, he will have the facility. And in his stage, he will think it's some realistic movement for him. The whole self, more demand on the bodily engagement in archan than sound. Sound is more abstract, and archan is more concrete. Much energy is necessary to perform archan, but to take the name, very least energy necessary to take the name. And archan, you have to do many things. So the movement, it will catch the movement of the whole body. And regularly you would have to rise in the morning, that for Mangal Arati, then you have to purify yourself, and then to attend, and then to take the bhog, and taking out arati, all these things, more physical and intense engagement in archan.
For a brahmachari who doesn't have any fixed residence.
That brahmachari or sannyasi does not matter, but the stage of the devotee is concerned, not only the form, the stage. The internal realization, according. But generally the sannyasi, they are meant for preaching, and the brahmachari is for the archan. But in brahmachari dress also one can preach. In grihastha dress also one can preach. The preaching thing is something else. Archan also, grihastha may do archan. Anyone can do anything. But the general classification is that archan in the beginning and then is a higher form of service, naam bhajan. When to take name means to preach, that is something solid. And when to only to make, take the name, that may be abstract, and there is possibility of self-deception. sub-repetition, no attention may come, the repetition of the sound is going on with any sort of idea. Archan means we must have to utilize some energy more than in Namajan. Namajan is higher and must be in higher plane, and Archan in the physical plane has more necessity. That is, the Grihastha, he should have Archan, because he is in Grihastha Ashram, he is to deal with many things. And those things must be connected with the transcendental Lord. And then they should be used. Otherwise only we are taking some sound in the leaf or tongue. And there is some abstract thing, and we are going up in our own way, in the material life. So many exercises of the material thing. In the sound. Material things, and very little in the sound. The size being attitude. In connection with the personal truth. Must have connection, whatever we do here. Either Archan or Bhajan, preaching or Sravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bandhan, any form of devotion. The very life, very spirit is to have connection with the Supreme. Some sort of the movement must be created in our mental plane. And some change must be brought in our mental system. That is the tendency of exploitation and the renunciation, both must vanish, and it would be repressed by the tendency of service. We are serving unit. We are not a member of the world of exploitation, nor a hunter of the imaginary liberation. But we are a complete part of the realistic world, whose center the Lord is all good. Joy to live, everything for Himself, we are for Him. We are not for us, our individual interest, but we are for the whole. And the whole is revered, whole is sweet, whole is healthy, wholesome, loving. That sort of change must come in our midst. Anyhow, heart must try. Offer something to Madan Mohan. But that is not the option of a beginner devotee. So something direct giving and taking. Madan Mohan, withdraw. Vicky, you are in a Grihastha house. Sanatana Goswami got a dream that I am there in that village, in that family. You please take me and it installed me in a place and served me. Sanatana Goswami was appointed with the Sanadi. He went everywhere for Madhukari. And the householder was also giving dream at the same time. Sanatana will come and he must hand over me to him. Sanatana approached that householder. Then the householder with very much mortified, broken heart, he said, he very happy duty to Sanatana. Sanatana had pursued that duty. And the place in his cottage, and there something, he, this flower, atta, he collects, and with some salt he prepares, with some bread, and offers to him, and he takes that. Few days after, another dream came in him. Sanatana, I can't eat this atta and the salt. First we love salt. They say we must give some salt there. They say I can't eat without salt. Sanatana Goswami told me, you my Lord, you have come to feed me. Feed me, you have come. I am a sannyasi. How shall I get that salt here? No. Then what to do is the other some salt. Then again, Sanatana some dream. He must apply it, otherwise it does not suit me in the sun. Some dream. Then I will be satisfied. Then Sanatana is his sister. You have come to feed me, my Lord. But what the people say about him, that in the name of duty, that old man, hypocrite, he is looking very terrible dishes. What is it? No, you must. And he says, the duty says, and to help Sanatana. Sanatana, you will have to do much more higher duty. You should keep your health. And this way, praying with the deep. That is not under God's tongue. That is another higher tongue. Achyayami varayi yaktiyam saddhayati nagad bhakti hitanya. When a devotee cannot appreciate devotion into the heart of a devotee, a Vaishnava, can't appreciate Vaishnava, can't serve Vaishnava. The Vaishnava is a man, and there is the duty here. Duty has come by it, and here is a man. How much devotion he has got, I don't know. So, in such case, the duty worship is said for small. But when we can understand that in the heart of a devotee, the whatever thing is there, he is regulating his whole activity, whole life. But God consciousness, a little of God consciousness is regulating a man. That is very higher person of the Buddha than the Murti. Chinmaya Prakash. Then he is leaving the aside the worshipping of the deity, he will come to serve a Vaishnava. Find that the higher kind of spiritual essence is in the heart, and that is regulating his whole mental system. That is more efficient presence there. And if I serve the Vaishnava, then that kind of lower and higher spiritual serving substance will come from his heart to my heart and will rise in me. Heart to my heart and will rise in me.